This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So this show is coming to you with the help of my Apple MacBook Pro, my iPhone, my Apple Watch, and one of the news stories, the biggest news stories of the day, is Apple has become the world's first trillion-dollar company. Don't I feel stupid? I mean, everything around me is Apple. What? I have a Dell computer also. What's Dell? Dell's not Apple. Okay, but I do. I do have a MacBook Pro. I got, like, multiple computers in the studio. Maybe some of my equipment here is from Apple also. But the world's first trillion-dollar company. I know. I need to check also if I have any stock. I don't know if some of our mutual funds probably have Apple as a part of it. But, I mean, how much are shares now? Shares are, what, $207 a share? Yeah, if I have any shares, it's maybe one-third of one. I mean, I don't really have a lot in my retirement account. Who's the closest rival? Amazon. These are big companies. Big companies. The computer and mobile giant co-founded to sell personal computers by the late Steve Jobs back in 1976 reached the trillion-dollar watermark after its shares hit $207.05. They say their company's fortunes were turbocharged by the launch of personal gadgets like the iPod back in 2001, the iPhone in 2007. They said since then, 18 different iPhones have been launched, and more than 1.2 billion of the devices have been sold. 1.2 billion devices. I think that's an understatement. I mean, look, around me, I already have four different devices. Three, four. Well, it depends. I don't even know if something's Apple next to me. I'm assuming it is. I don't really see an Apple out there, though. They say Apple hit the $1 trillion mark after reporting better-than-expected sales figures for the third quarter. Am I the only one to think, why doesn't everybody just go out there and say, guys, we've had better sales? It always drives up the stock. I mean, I'm not saying lie, but, I mean, it always seems to help stock. Imagine if you're just this close and you just instead, you know, give us a white lie going, you want to know what? We had amazing profits this last quarter. Boom. You make all this extra money instantaneously, and then now you're good. And I think that kind of white lie is okay. Anyway, Apple hit the $1 trillion mark after reporting better-than-expected sales figures in the third quarter, pushing shares of the iPhone giant higher, because apparently it was at only $935 billion. So Apple Finance Chief Luca Maestri said growth was strong all around the world. Okay, so, all over the world. All right, so what does this mean for you or I? Well, congratulate yourself for making Apple a trillion-dollar company. Congratulate yourself. I know some of you guys are like, nah, I buy Samsung. That's fine. But I'm looking at some of their failures. You know, I mean, what intrigues me is how a company has done so well and become such a giant. And trust me, it takes money to make money. I get that. But I'm looking at a lot of their discontinued products, which to me, in retail are failures. If you have to discontinue a product, that's a failure. And they got tons. The Apple One, the Apple II. And I don't want to say failure meaning it didn't work. It's just, it's not something that they're going to continue to put money in that they put money in originally. The Apple Ones, Apple II series, Apple IIc Plus. Apparently there was the Lisa. Was Lisa his kid? I forget the movie. There was a lot of Macintoshes, the Performas, the Macintosh Quadra, Macintosh Centris. There's tons of them. Power Macintosh, Mac Pro, Macintosh Portable, the PowerBooks. You know they had something called the PowerBooks, the Duo Mini Dock, a Duo Dock, an iBook, MacBook. They did have a 17-inch MacBook Pro, an 11-inch MacBook Air. That was discontinued. There's a Macintosh TV. There's a whole bunch of servers, a whole bunch of printers, laser writers, style writers, image writers, certain displays, tons of them, Newtons. Apparently there was something called the Apple Newton. Maybe some of you guys had an Apple Newton. Then you have the iPod Classics all the way up to sixth generation. iPod Photo, iPod plus HP. What's my point? My point is it's obviously okay to have failures. When we go through life, all right, and I'm not trying to get all philosophical here, but we fail at a lot of things. And we feel bad, it gets us down, and we quit. When we gain a pound or two while dieting, we quit our diet. And what did I tell you guys to do? Not quit. You keep going. You're supposed to gain a pound or two when you diet. Your metabolism slows, your body's readjusting, that's normal. You are going to go up before you go down in terms of weight. Same thing with life and progress. You have setbacks. You have to pivot. Right? I mean, let's look at basketball. I'm not a real big, you know, basketball fan. Probably be the Lakers because I'm from L.A. But when you have a guard in your way, and a player won't move, you pivot. Sometimes you actually have to take a couple steps back. Sometimes you have to turn your back, advance back towards your court to move over, and then you can throw your three. Whoosh. You see? Okay, again, I'm no basketball sportscaster, but it's okay to have failures because Apple is a $1 trillion company, and boy, they had a lot of products that didn't work. So anytime you think you're a failure, think of Apple. That should make you feel better. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So did you guys hear about this? George H.W. Bush's ex-doctor was shot dead while riding his bicycle. Did you guys hear about this? And the man who killed him, we believe, held a grudge from 20 years ago. Joseph James Pappas, they say, has held a grudge against a Houston cardiologist, Dr. Mark Hasknet, and he felt that the doctor had performed surgery that left his mother dead on the operating table. And Pappas, who's 62 years old, planned, I guess, this killing. Last month followed him as he rode his bicycle to work at Houston Methodist Hospital. Apparently both of the men were on their bikes. This was on July 20th. when Pappas rode past Dr. Hausnecht before turning around and fatally shooting him. He's a prominent surgeon and former cardiologist for President George H.W. Bush. I guess he was found near a construction site with hundreds of workers, but I guess the equipment was loud enough to mask the sounds of the gunfire. And so Police Chief Art Acevedo thinks that it was a 20-year-old grudge that this man held. He said there was a lot of planning that went into this. There was a lot of planning and, sadly, some skill. So police issued an arrest warrant for Pappas after they searched his home. Did not find him. The suspect appears to have multiple firearms and has made phone calls indicating he was considering suicide. So, apparently he is considered armed and dangerous. And obviously with some skill with firearms. So be careful. They say do not, if you run into him, take matters into your own hands. Call the police. Apparently surveillance video helped identify him. In the days following the shooting, the motive of the suspect's identity was a mystery. They didn't know. Police said the doctor was likely targeted, and police had begged witnesses to come forward with any information. So, residents looked through their security camera footage, and surveillance video obtained by a neighbor allowed investigators to enhance the suspect's photo, which helped identify him. On Tuesday, someone said they recognized the suspect in surveillance video that was released one day prior. So, they do have evidence that believe Pappas is the shooter. There's other surveillance images also. And, I mean, this guy knew, you know, this doctor's morning route. He knew his morning routine. And, apparently, this Pappas guy worked as a constable, allegedly. The alleged suspect. As a constable. He was a peace officer and reserve officer. And he, took law enforcement classes, and he was, you know, and the doctor was, like I said, he was a cardiologist for the president, again, Houston. So, how often does this happen? To me, it happens too often. Like, I don't want to see anybody shot. But patients shooting their doctor, that was kind of a thing that we saw here in Vegas, and that scared the living daylights. One of the doctors I trained under was shot and killed by one of her patients. One of my friends was taken at gunpoint by one of his patients to a pharmacy to have controlled substances filled. Another one of my colleagues was shot by a patient, lived. So did my friend. He lived. The first one I was I had trained under, she didn't live. And so patients shooting their doctor is unfortunately a thing that happens just a little too often. And so, you know, we're trying to attract people into the medical field, right? Teach students. I teach medical students. And I actually give them a class on how to be safe, what to do with a patient that you think is disgruntled. But this is somebody who wasn't even this guy's patient. This was a family member. Now, I am not comparing doctors to first responders, to our police, our firefighters, our military. I wouldn't. They're in a class all of their own, and God bless anybody that puts their lives on their lines every day. But I will say that medical providers, your nurse, your doctor, your physician assistant, your nurse practitioner, your dentist, your pharmacist, does put their lives on the line. They do put themselves at risk. And the most common person in the medical field to be shot is the doctor. People hate us. Now, I didn't go into medicine knowing that. I thought everybody loved their doctor. Right? Because that whole Marcus Welby stuff. Or MASH or whatever. Oh, thank you, doctor. You saved my life. Oh, thank you, doctor. And that's one of the reasons why you do become a doctor. You want to be liked and revered. I mean, you know, when you do your interview and when you decide to dedicate your life to medicine, you do it to help people. I mean, you obviously want to help people. But there's other aspects, too. A good income, job security. It's very hard to be an out-of-work doctor because they always need doctors. So, yeah, that's important. Yeah, I tell people in an interview, oh, I'm here to help people. And I go, okay, you can help people in a whole variety of ways. Why a doctor? You know, brass tacks here. What is it? You could go ahead, be honest. Well, income. Okay, be honest. Now, you realize with Obamacare, you know, you're not going to have, you know, there's other professions where you can make more money. Yeah, I know, but it does help knowing I'll get to repay my loans, you know, within 25 years. So, you know, one, you could be very, very honest as a medical student or a student who wants to interview to get into medical school. And I let them be very, very honest about, you know, what is it that that you idolize about the medical profession? Because you may need that as a happy place when the days get really, really bad. And one thing that many of them say is, I like the honor. I like being revered. Yeah, and I know at that point in time I should say doctors get shot, but I'm not going to do that because not all doctors get shot. But do I think I ever had patients that wanted to hurt me? Oh, absolutely. When you say no, when they want multiple refills or 120 pills of something and you say no, they don't like you. As a doctor, I didn't think I ever had to really say no. I said no more than yes. I know a lot of you guys are like, really? We heard about you in college. No. I know how to say no. I know how to say no. And patients don't like that. Some patients, they stalk you. Some patients, they unfortunately have weird delusions about your relationship. I had one who said, you know, he just kept bringing this up. Like, you know, he goes, I hope your husband treats you well because, you know, one day I'll take you and he'll never be able to find you. And I'm like, that really sounds romantic there. I'm like, you know what, let me up your medicine. you are putting yourself at risk. And so it's a shame that here's somebody who felt that doctor caused the death. And maybe the doctor did. Maybe he did make a mistake with his mother. That doesn't mean you kill them. You could sue. You could take them to the medical board. You know, talk about a grudge. Listen to what happened to this patient. There's a California mom who was given an emergency C-section without anesthesia. According to the lawsuit, she's now suing. Delfina Moda and her fiancé arrived at Tri-City Medical Center in California on November 15th for the birth of their daughter. They asked for an epidural before a planned vaginal delivery. Dr. Sandra Lopez oversaw her care, and Dr. David Seif administered the epidural to numb her from the waist down. She was also given Pitocin to help advance her labor. But the next day, her blood pressure dropped, and the baby's heart rate was too low. It was difficult to read. So she had to go in and have an emergency C-section. So obviously the epidural, I'm surprised they gave her an epidural a day before. I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense. You're supposed to get the epidural, you know, depending on where you're dilated, not when they're inducing. But I'm not sure what happened there. Anyway, then she needed an emergency C-section. So Dr. Seif was paged multiple times but did not respond. So 9 minutes later, Dr. Sandra Lopez had to perform the C-section to save the baby and did so without anesthesia. Moda claims Lopez instructed staff to strap her down to the operating table before cutting her open. Multiple incisions were made. Moda was crying and screaming because she could feel everything that was happening, pleading for help for the defendants to stop cutting and hurting her. Now, the baby's out. The baby's fine. But she obviously went through having a C-section with no anesthesia. Now, I don't know what the heck happened here. And I don't know why there wasn't another anesthesiologist on call. Thank God the baby's alive, but what a nightmare. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Possible developments in the search for a missing University of Iowa student, 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts, who's been missing since July 19th. This has now taken authorities outside of Iowa, as police in Kearney, Missouri, say Tibbetts may have been at a local truck stop on July 26th. Video footage was reviewed and statements were taken from witnesses before police alerted authorities in Iowa. Kevin Winker is heading up the investigation in that state and says they're still hoping a Fitbit Molly was wearing when she disappeared could provide some clues.
We are looking at all technology as it relates to Molly, and we are looking to generate leads based on that technology.
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. In Northern California, firefighters say containment efforts for the car fire near Redding have stalled. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks. Maybe after all, future's not so bleak. Can we please continue? Can we please keep going?
I would like to talk eventually. There. All right. Thank you. So, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this is a report that CNN has. How there's an undocumented immigrant that every week almost dies until she gets treatment. And some of you are like, how is somebody dying repeatedly almost every week? Well, we see that people having a cheat death on a weekly basis when they are in renal failure and need dialysis. So they talk about this one lady. It's tragic. Every Monday morning, they said like clockwork, one of her children, her name is Lucia, or her husband drives her to the emergency room at Denver Health. She's short of breath, she's nauseated, she drifts in and out of consciousness. She's 51 years old. She's a mother of five, but she's in kidney failure because of her type 2 diabetes. Now, Lucia, whose name has been withheld, you know, because of her family's immigration status, is, I guess, one of an estimated 6,500 undocumented immigrants of the U.S. who are living with end-stage renal disease. And this chronic condition requires ongoing kidney dialysis. 6,500 undocumented, we aren't allowed to call them illegal immigrants anymore, they're undocumented immigrants. So, that implies they're not here illegally. It just means, well, there's no documentation on them. I get that's more PC, I get that. But tragic, on a lot of aspects. One, you have a mother of five who's in liver failure and facing death all the time. Two, we have 6,500 of them that are in the United States. Number three, Denver Health or these hospitals may not be getting paid and have to do full court press every week to save these people. They say more than 650,000 American adults have end-stage renal disease, and it's manageable. They go to dialysis three times per week, and it's covered by private health insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, no questions asked. But because Lucia is an undocumented immigrant, she is not eligible for traditional Medicare or Medicaid, and understandably so. Since she is unable to afford private medical insurance or pay for her expensive treatment out of pocket, she waits until her condition deteriorates, they say, to a life-threatening medical emergency, and then goes to the ER. She must wait to nearly die before she could be revived and brought back to life. Now, Lucia receives care under the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. It's a 1986 law that compels hospitals and emergency rooms to care for anyone and everyone whose life is in imminent danger, which is something when I was an ER doc, I was happy about. I don't know what your insurance is or what you paid the front desk. I don't care. I don't care if you don't pay your bills weeks later. I just care about making sure you're alive, and I do my job right then and there on my shift. And I guess one of the reasons why I could do that and I had that freedom to do that is because of this Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act law. But who pays for this? Now, Lucia, I've been living with this for the last 5 years. And if she shows up to the hospital too early, she's turned away. You know, because of the law, you know, we have to help you if it's life-threatening. But if it's not life-threatening, you need to go and you need to pay somebody to take care of you. You can't come to an ER. So unfortunately, they say that if she waits just a few minutes too late, she may need to be revived from cardiac arrest. So she has to end up at the hospital where she's on death's door, but not dead. That's a problem. And why? Yeah, what's happening to her? Well, basically, the kidneys are supposed to filter the blood of excess tons of fluid. So you end up becoming toxic. You end up having certain minerals and vitamins and components in your blood that aren't supposed to be there. They were supposed to be filtered out. The kidneys are also supposed to filter fluids. So if you're not urinating right, because your kidneys aren't working well, you'll have fluid overload. That's why many people in renal failure blow up. And so it's excess fluid and excess toxins not good. And dialysis is expensive. So what do we do? Apparently at Denver Health, where Lucia receives treatment, she gets the emergency dialysis and she's admitted. She has to have her potassium and other blood electrolytes watched. She has to have her breath, you know, shortness of breath watched and hopefully corrected, her nausea, vomiting, etc. And so in some states, they say California, New York, North Carolina, Washington, they have initiated programs to set aside funds to provide standard dialysis to undocumented immigrants who need it. Now, I know somebody could say, well, what about documented? What about citizens who need it and don't have insurance? Are there funds for them? Well, hopefully they're on Medicaid or Medicare, but I don't know if everybody qualifies. So what are the costs? Well, according to a 2007 study from Baylor in Houston, They found that the cost of treating undocumented immigrants with emergency-only hemodialysis is 3.7 times more expensive than caring for them with standard dialysis 3 times a week. And it averages $285,000 a year versus $77,000 a year if you were able to hit it early on where you don't need all the other multiple care interventions. They say undocumented immigrants with end-stage renal disease who receive emergency-only hemodialysis have on average a 14 times greater risk of death. So, a big question that a lot of us have is, where's the country of her origin and why aren't they involved? Why aren't they paid for her dialysis? Another question is, why is she here? She doesn't qualify for medical care here. Why is she here in the United States? Why isn't she in the country for which they do provide medical care for their citizens and their citizens? Now, I understand a lot of people are fleeing. We have a lot of refugees. I get that. All right? I mean, again, my family had to flee, you know, from Germany and Austria. They found, you know, a home in Israel, became citizens, and then they came to America as soon as they could. Because I thought it was safer. So I get that. I'm from a family of immigrants. I get that. But then a third question is, why hasn't she become a citizen? Why hasn't she started the documentation process? So I feel bad for anybody. I don't care about your citizenship status. If you're a patient, you're a patient. I want to take care of you. But we need to take a step back and very objectively and have a conversation that isn't very easy to have, going, who pays for all this? And you can't have somebody on death's door finally getting treatment. They have to get treatment early. But if somebody is an illegal immigrant, I know you're not supposed to say illegal immigrant, but if somebody came here illegally, I mean, I'm grateful that our medical system is saving her every week. But you see how something's going to give. I mean, I want people to be able to come here. I want them to be able to flourish. You know, I mean, when you look back on Ellis Island and some of my mom's side of the family that, you know, had escaped Russia and the pogroms when they were being killed. And I don't know, we were being killed all over the place. Everybody, don't ask, right? But anyway, when they came through Ellis Island, you had to be healthy. You would not be able to come onto our shores in the United States if you weren't healthy or if you had an illness that could either spread to others or cost our medical system money. We don't do that now, which I'm fine with. As a doctor, that's fine. I mean, you know, I can't be sitting there diagnosing everybody that comes in. But this is exactly why this is something that's not sustainable. 1-877-DOCTOR-OLLY, don't go away.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, the family of Natalie Ronsley has filed a lawsuit. Why? She's a 37-year-old mother of two who vacationed in Greece and was served uncooked or undercooked chicken. She allegedly chose a piece of chicken from the Corfu Hotel restaurant's buffet, and it was a fatal mistake. When she cut the chicken oozed red blood, which I commented it looked bloody, according to her husband, Stewart. She got up, took it back, replaced the chicken with a different piece, and came back and ate it. But then, around 3 a.m., she became violently ill. This is a shame. She got diarrhea, cramps, nausea, vomiting, fever. Her condition worsened, so she went to another doctor. Then she went to the medical center. And then I guess she had to be airlifted to a hospital in Greece's mainland. She had pain in her legs. She had red blotches all over. And then she died at a hospital in Corfu. And again, all she had done was eat some chicken that was not cooked well. So Professor Sebastian Lucas, an infectious disease expert, testified that some people are genetically predisposed to have bad reactions to food poisoning. It can escalate in something called DIC, which is what they think she had, disseminated intravascular coagulation. That affected the body's ability to clot blood and stop bleeding. She had red blotches all over her, pain in her legs. And the coroner said that Natalie had contracted E. coli from the uncooked chicken. Now, this is something that I think scares a lot of us because, you know, you go to Greece, and it's not a third world country over there. I mean, it's pretty developed, obviously. It's Greece. Then you eat at a buffet. And so, you know, obviously this was in a restaurant. This was in an establishment. This was in something that should have certain codes. And somebody was, I guess, half-assed, didn't cook the chicken well. You got to be very careful with chicken with buffets. And she was genetically predisposed, without ever knowing, to react to the E. coli toxin that viciously, where she ends up dying. So, obviously the family's suing, and I get that, but it's tragic. You know, I mean, we have stomach acid. We have, you know, a body system in place. We have a cascade of events that are supposed to happen. You're supposed to vomit. You're supposed to have diarrhea. You're supposed to get whatever you got in your system out. But with the enteric, the hemorrhagic form of E. coli, once the toxin gets into your system, you can't really diarrhea it out or vomit it out. Now, in a separated story, MarketWatch says, has a list of foods most likely to make you sick. And according to the CDC, chicken is responsible for more illnesses associated with outbreaks of foodborne pathogens than any other food product. Chicken. Although, wait till they get the data from this year with all the fresh vegetable issues we've been having. But right now, chicken still tops the list. 12% of all foodborne illnesses were linked to chicken. I'll give you the list in a second. CDC analyzed 5,700 outbreaks from 2009 to 2010, responsible for over 100,000 illnesses, 5,700 of which resulted in hospitalizations. 145 people died in that time period. And one that just really blew the numbers out of the water was this salmonella outbreak in chicken. That occurred in 2013 to 2014, caused the second most hospitalizations, 200 cases out of any single outbreak, exceeded by a 215 salmonella outbreak that had been tied to cucumbers. Now, with chicken, we're moving towards chicken. So many people are saying, I'm done with beef. I'm done with red meat. Even me. I eat, chicken is my most common meat. I probably have it 5 times a week. Because I do not want to eat that much red meat. And I'm not a big fish eater. And turkey makes me sleepy. And I'm not a big turkey fan unless it's dark meat. So, TMI, come on, I tell you guys everything, who cares, right, who cares, I'm honest, it's what I eat, consistent with that, I love red meat, love steak, but I eat chicken, chicken is my go-to, if I need protein, I add chicken to it, I don't like a lot of eggs, so I go to chicken, and lean chicken, you know, with Weight Watchers, for those of you who do Weight Watchers, white meat chicken is 0 points. You can have as much white meat chicken during the day as you like. Dark meat, no. Dark meat, that's where there's certain points per ounces. But white meat chicken, you can have as much white meat chicken throughout the day. And that, I mean, you got to be careful not to season it with butter and all sorts of other stuff. But well, chicken is our go-to, so it's no surprise that we're going to see more and more outbreaks according to that. So according to the CDC's breakdown of which foods are most likely to make you sick, chicken's number one, then comes pork, then comes seeded vegetables, like cucumbers, things like that, then eggs, fruits, leafy and steamy vegetables. Now remember, this data set came from 2009 to 2015. Expect vegetables to skyrocket with what happened with the E. coli issue with the Yuma lettuce and McDonald's salads and that kind of thing, okay? The Chipotle stuff. So again, 2015 was a few years back. We've had a lot more issues with leafy vegetables. Then came beef, then came turkey, then came dairy, then came fish. Although fish, there was about 222 outbreaks, but only 1,300 illnesses. So the most outbreaks did occur with fish, but not as many people were affected. Mollusks, shellfish, grains and beans. Look at that salmonella warning and recall we had because of the honey smacks and dried snacks and snack foods. Sprouts, herbs, root, and other underground vegetables, nuts and seeds. Nuts and seeds could be linked to foodborne illness. They have here game. So I guess game is like what? Like quail or duck? I don't know. Then they have crustaceans, other poultry, fungi. Now, I think fungi, they're talking about like mushrooms. You guys shouldn't be eating mushrooms anyway. That caused 16 different outbreaks, 56 people getting sick. I get sick just looking at a mushroom. Then other meat, like sheep or goat meat. I've never had goat meat, but I have had goat cheese. I love goat cheese. Oils and sugars. Other aquatic animals. Like what? Octopus? So anyway, they looked at 24,000. Anyway, there was at least 25,000 people that got sick. But chicken number one. So what does that mean? Well, one is you got to make sure it gets cooked to at least 165 degrees. And if you're not there in the back, you know, be cautious. Number two, maybe we need to stop eating out. Now, I know a lot of these food outbreaks have to do with these pre-washed vegetables that we get and we cook at home. You know, and, you know, we have an argument that processed food, like at these food chains, may, you know, put you at less risk for foodborne illness than you buying fresh food and not cleaning it off properly. I hate to say that, I'd rather you eat fresh. But, you know, unfortunately, fresh chicken, right, that they have to cook from scratch, leaves more room for error. So either you do the cooking, and you be on top of it, or, you know, be very careful what you eat. You know, I know a friend whose family always packs their food. Wherever they go, they pack their own food, so they don't have to eat at restaurants. And at first I thought it was a monetary issue, but no. They know the food is clean. They know it's clear. It's a thought. 1-877-DOCTOR.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Enver 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Enver 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.